DW.
Ia Gyoshvili, her husband Timo, relatives, and other guests crowd around a large table. It's laden with plates of lamb stew, dishes with aubergine, cheese-filled bread called chachapuri, and bottles of chacha, a locally brewed spirit. The Gyoshvili's wooden house in the village of Jarboseli clings to a steep slope. Deep below, a river snakes along the Gometsari Valley in the mountain region of Tusheti. Ia and her husband have just renovated and enlarged their house and turned it into a guest house for tourists during the summer months.
For us, the guest house is a source of income. There was a great demand. We had a very small house, and when we came for vacation, lots of visitors passed by and asked for food and lodging. We hosted them as best we could, so the idea was born to open a proper guest house.
Tusheti, in the northeast of Georgia, is one of the country's most remote regions. Just 190 kilometers away from the capital, Tbilisi, it takes at least 7 hours by car to reach it. Bordering with Chechnya and Dagestan, it can only be accessed during the summer by a treacherous winding road via a high mountain pass. Between October and May, the region of 1,000 square kilometers is cut off by snow. While approximately 2,000 to 3,000 people live in the 50 or so small villages spread over four gorges in summer, only a couple of dozen stay up in the mountains during the winter. The majority retreats to their winter houses in the lowland plains, returning to the mountain villages as soon as the road opens in late spring. In the mountains, only those who can afford solar panels have electricity. And in most of the villages, there is no radio signal or mobile phone coverage. But the Gyoshvilis are happy. They've been online since last summer.
So far, we are the only people in this gorge with internet. It helps us run the guest house. We can accept reservations and plan how many guests will be coming. It's a source of communication. Before, there was no possibility of communicating with other parts of Tusheti or Georgia. Now all people from different villages come here to use our internet, as there is no network coverage around here.
Using the Wi-Fi connection at Ia's hotel, which lies around 2,000 meters above sea level, one of her guests is video calling his wife and kids that stayed behind in Tbilisi. He slowly moves the camera of his mobile phone all around him, showing his family the breathtaking landscape.
I'm here on vacation for 2 or 3 days. I'm not surprised that there is internet in Tusheti as technology is developing so fast, even up here in the mountain. But I'm amazed by the beauty of Tusheti.
What seems normal to the visitor was a tour de force for those that actually brought the internet to the region.
We installed internet in almost every village in Tusheti. We are the first people in the whole world who installed an internet connection at such a high altitude.
Georgi Kirvelitsa is an internet entrepreneur. He was part of a group of volunteers that set up the experimental solar-paneled network that brings high-speed internet to Tusheti. The team had to transport antennas, masts, solar panels, and batteries up the dangerous mountain tracks in 4x4s. Where the roads ended, they hauled the equipment up to the region's peaks on horseback. And in many places, the team had to carry the gear up on their own backs. 35-year-old Kirvadletsi remembers.
At one point, we were at more than 3,000 meters above sea level, and one of the horses carrying stuff slipped and fell down the mountainside. Some of the material and technical equipment got damaged. We had to come up with ideas on the spot to fix it and build new equipment, so we would not have to go back down to Tbilisi to replace it all.
With a smile, he adds, there is no reason to worry. The horse is alive and healthy today. The burly man with gentle eyes and dark hair is proud of what the team has achieved.
Modern technology gives us the opportunity to provide fast and unlimited internet to even the most remote places on Earth. This is an example for the world. If you can have an internet connection up there, you can have it everywhere.
The network project is the result of a partnership between several local and international internet and development organizations, including the Internet Society and the Tushetti Development Fund. Uche Seturi, head of the Small and Medium Telecom Operators Association of Georgia.
It was a very special project for me because from after university I'm working just in this sector, in the telecom sector, so for me it was quite amazing experience, very important one. Big mobile companies are covering just interesting areas. They don't care about these high mountain areas because there are not enough people for these areas. Is also outside of their interest. So for me, it was like a gift, like for me, for ISOC, for local, for everyone, to these people, because right now they have some connection. They have phones. I mean, not phones, but applications as they are using it. So I think it was a gift for the region, and it's developing. They are local community members are doing a lot of good stuff. They are using these devices and are making day by day their life better and better. This was my mission of this project, so it was done.
Although the traditional nomadic way of life, where shepherds moved from summer to winter villages up in the mountains, is slowly dying out, Tushetians remain tightly connected to their homeland, rituals, and beliefs. Many of them now hope that tourism will provide a chance to make their mountain life economically viable. And the internet is helping. Most owners of guest houses and cafes that provide wireless access to their customers have seen an increase in revenue. Tourists using the internet stay longer, order more food and drinks. They even spend more nights. Some guest house owners speak of a revenue increase of 30%, and the number of tourists visiting Tushetti this summer is expected to exceed the 14,500 that came last year.
It's quite important for me because I travel on my own, and it's nice in the evening to be connected back home. My father's not very well, so I have to keep connected to find out to make sure everything's okay.
Joseph Brown, a British tourist, has already visited Georgia 4 times. He was surprised when he found that many of the often basic guest houses now have a Wi-Fi connection and could be booked via booking websites.
You know, the world is getting connected. There's no going back. It will be important. It will become more important for them, I'm sure. It's got to be a good thing. And, of course, if people want to be connected, they can be connected. If they don't and they prefer, you know, staying how they are, then this can be respected. It's not like it's it has to be done. Of course, if they have a business, guest house business or something like this, then it's going to be more important. Yeah, I think if it's used sensibly, I mean, certainly in business, that is key, really. And in the business of tourism, it's important. And like I say, there's not really any turning back, I don't think.
Another visitor, who introduces himself as Stephen from Colorado, says that being far away from the rest of the world is part of the beauty of Tushetti.
I'm a little bit torn. So I'm sure it's very good for the young people, and if the young people are going to be tempted to stay, they will probably need to have that as part of their cultural milieu. On the other hand, I can't imagine being here and just spending all my time looking at my phone. So, who knows? Maybe it would be good if it works, but not all the time. So I didn't bring my phone, so I'm not going to use it.
The lack of most modern amenities in Tushetti might be appealing to the romantic notions of some tourists. For the local population, it is a tough reality, especially for those staying during the harsh winter months. One of them is Irakli Kvetegoritsi. The 77-year-old is the only person in Bosharno village who lives here all year round, making the tiny village at 2,345 meters altitude the highest continually settled place in Europe. From the balcony of his small house, he has a breathtaking view over a green gorge and snow-capped mountaintops.
I was called to a case of alcohol intoxication yesterday. The patient had low blood pressure and his heart rate was problematic. I rode there on my horse and the ambulance also came along. We did not have to bring him down, though. He's better now.
Kvetagoritse is also the region's only doctor. During the summer, there is an ambulance service in the central village of Omalo helping out. During the traditional festival season around June, when local pre-Christian deities are honored with animal sacrifices and feasts, he mostly deals with alcohol or food poisoning. When he is called to an emergency, he rides on horseback, or when the snow is too high, he resorts to his homemade skis. In Boshorno, there is mobile phone coverage, but often those calling the doctor from more remote villages have to walk for miles or climb to a peak to get a connection. But it's become easier to reach the doctor now than in most villages in Tusheti. At least one home is connected to the web. Last year, the doctor's house was the only one in his village to be connected. Even though he had never used a smartphone or the internet before, Dr. Kvetagoritse was willing to learn. In the beginning, he used his computer regularly, so the doctor forgot how to use Facebook, Viber, and Skype, which he mistakenly calls Snickers. Volunteers are now working on improvising the network's batteries for the coming winter.
I get bored in the winter. There's nobody here. During daytime, I work, run errands, and walk around. But during night, there's no TV, no internet. I read books, fill out crosswords and Sudoku. I would be glad to have internet to watch movies, talk to relatives. There's a real information vacuum here.
Irakli's son, Vakhtani, who lives in Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, is up in Tusheti for the summer to make improvements on his father's house and turn it into a guest house for the next season. He has just reconnected the doctor's Wi-Fi and will show him again how to use the computer for communication. This is important, especially for emergency situations and to be able to see if those that stay up there in the winter by themselves are okay.
One winter my dad made skis. He went to the next village with them to see how a friend was doing. The 15 kilometers took him almost a day. With an internet connection, he could have used Skype and Viber to call. And he would not have had to brave the cold, avalanches and snow. Now he can just call his friends and ask how they are. If they have any problems, check if they are still alive.
For the doctor's son, modern technologies are key to developing Tusheti's tourism and for making local products such as cheese and handicrafts.
In the 21st century, we need to have electricity, water, and we have to communicate, especially if we want to stay here all year round. Otherwise, it becomes difficult to live here and to make Tusheti come alive again.
So far, 50 guest houses, shops, bakeries, and private individuals have a Wi-Fi connection in Tusheti, a number that is likely to increase over time as more people reap the financial and practical benefits of being online.
DW.